Okay, as far as the guys not out there today, just to update you guys on some of these guys, there's no change in anybody. Antonio Smith's not here this morning. Had a death in his family this morning. Really tried to come out to practice. I sent him back in, so some personal issues he's dealing with. And that's where we're at. You know, the only other thing I'd mention to y'all, because it would come up tomorrow, is Kenny Anuke. We're going to scope Kenny tomorrow. Okay, so that's why he is not out here, and we're going to scope him tomorrow and take a look at, see how his knee is. Okay, so that's where we're at.
Coach, I know you said yesterday going back to Houston, business trip, but from your first games in Houston to now, how much have you changed as a head coach? What do you think is the biggest change?
Oh, I don't know. I think you have to ask somebody else if I've changed. You know, I mean, you learn a great deal. Every time you go out in this business, every year that you coach, every game that you're in, every situation that you're in, hopefully you grow from. You know, I think if anything, you learn along the way. When you're young, you think you can do it all, and you learn that you got to let people do their job and you know, trust everybody. And hopefully I've gotten better at that. I've got a great group of coaches and a really good football team. So hopefully I've learned from that.
You have a veteran staff, but Wade is the most veteran of all. Mm-hmm. How does he fit back in, and is he a veteran voice of experience or just a
coach? Oh, absolutely. You know, for me, on a daily basis, there's not a – it's not a situation Wade hasn't been in, you know, as a head coach, so I can pull from him all the time. That group that he's with right now, other than Joe Woods and Pug, I mean, is a group that he's run for many years, you know, for me in Houston. So it was a very comfortable, hey, let's go back together and do this again type of situation. But, Wade's also a calming influence, I think, around guys. He just has a way about him, and guys get a lot of confidence and go play.
What message were you? Is it the same knee that you have?
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you. I just know it swole up on him. They took a look at it yesterday. They made a decision to scope it tomorrow and see where they're at. So that's all I can tell you. I'll let you guys know more probably tomorrow afternoon before I know more.
Coach, what happened with CJ Anderson? We got hit by yesterday.
Oh, I just got hit, but he popped up. I think he was back in there two plays later. We started slow this morning. Once we got going, we practiced really well. Had some guys out, and we continued to get better with some younger players. I thought we got physical and got after each other, and, we got better once the day was all said and done.
What is the concussion protocol out here, Gary? Who makes calls on stuff like that?
You're asking the wrong guy. You need to ask Greek about that. You know, that's once they make a decision that they're going in and going through the protocol, that's the way it works. So that's all up to the trainers.
How much are you looking forward to seeing DT out there? I mean, you saw the grab he made over Roby today. Yeah. This guy can do unbelievable.
Yeah, the last 3 days, I would say, I see a different guy. You know, I know he's working his way back into shape right now. He can run all day. You see the plays that he's making. He's getting confident in what we do and lining up and the things that are different for him. So, very impressive player. I had Andre for years in Houston. They remind me a lot of each other, big guys and how they go about it and how they work.
When you restart practice like that, you've done that a couple of times. What is the message?
Well, the message today was, I don't want to see things selfish on the football field. You know, when you go out to work, it's going to be good. There's going to be mistakes. That's part of football. But we can never get selfish as a team and do things that'll cost us games. So, I felt like we were that way a little bit early in practice. But we regrouped and practiced hard. And, hopefully we learned some things. You got to learn some things. Hopefully you learn those things on a practice field. They don't bite you during the game.
Gary, you mentioned that early in camp, you don't want to be the guy to stop practice and tell them when there's a lull. Are there guys starting to step up?
Yeah, I think they are. You can sense we're, I guess tomorrow's officially the last day of camp. I don't know how camp changes anymore because you're in the same place. But, we're tired of each other, tired of working against each other. And it's kind of a good sign, too. They're battling and – I like when they do it and they get on top of it, but that's my job also. And like I said, we settle down, we practice good.
Does it matter to you whether Peyton wears that glove? I mean, I know that's really
No, I really, it really doesn't to me. I've had guys that wear it, and I've had guys, a lot of obviously guys that don't. So that's something I know he's been comfortable with, and, that's up to him. So I have no feeling either way. Let me go back and I thought we had a good football practice, I have to go back and look at them specifically, but I think we continue to do some good things. We continue to make mistakes. I mean, that's happening, but the good news, they've been there for every rep, every day, and for us to get to where we want to go, that's what has to happen. So, let me go look, but I liked our work today.
How much did you expect DT to play? I know we asked about
Do
me.
I? Good question. I think he's ready to go play as long as Peyton plays, you know, but we'll sit down and talk about that. I don't think there's anything he can't handle that I'd ask him to do.
Last one, Brandon. You had less people coming back. Had the big alumni group last week, but how nice to have Dan Reeves back out?
Yeah, Coach, you know, obviously Joe's his son-in-law, Joe D., and good to see Coach passing through. And I know I talked to him quite a bit, you know, since I left him as a player. And, you know, he's a great man. He's a hell of a coach, not only here but throughout this league. And it's good to have him out here today. Good to share some stories.
Okay.
Have a good day.